This is Unit 17 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Listen to this conversation, which takes place in a train station.
Вибачте, будь ласка, мені потрібний поїзд в Київ. Це він?
Я думаю, що ні. Ви їдете в Київ?
Так, в Київ.
Ваш поїзд он там, номер 23.
Дякую.
Будь ласка.
Listen to it again.
Вибачте, будь ласка, мені потрібний поїзд в Київ. Це він?
Я думаю, що ні. Ви їдете в Київ?
Так, в Київ.
Ваш поїзд он там, номер 23.
Дякую.
Будь ласка.
Here's the name of an important Ukrainian coal mining center. Listen and repeat.
Донецьк. Донецьк.
Say Донецьк.
Донецьк.
Here is in Донецьк. Listen and repeat.
В Донецьку.
How do you say in Donetsk?
В Донецьку.
To say to Donetsk, you also say
в
at the beginning, but you don't add the ending.
У.
Here's to Donetsk. Listen and repeat.
В Донецьк. В Донецьк.
How do you say to Donetsk?
В Донецьк.
And how do you say in Donetsk?
В Донецьку.
Here's to work. Listen and repeat.
Працювати. Працювати.
Say, he works in Donetsk.
Він працює в Донецьку.
Say, I work in London. Add
I
on the end of London.
Я працюю в Лондоні.
Here's how to say, he's going to Donetsk. Listen and repeat.
Він їде в Донецьк. Він їде в Донецьк.
How do you say, he's going, or he goes?
Він їде. Він їде.
Here's the name of the industrial and cultural center in western Ukraine. Listen and repeat.
Львів. Львів.
Say, she's going to
Львів.
Вона їде в Львів.
Here's how to say, I'm going. Listen and repeat.
Я їду. Я їду.
Say, I'm going to Lviv.
Я їду в Львів. Я їду в Львів.
He's going to Kiev.
Він їде в Київ. Він їде в Київ.
She's going to London.
Вона їде в Лондон. Вона їде в Лондон.
I'm going to Kharkov.
Я їду в Харків. Я їду в Харків.
Here's the question. Where are you going? Listen and repeat.
Куди ви їдете? Куди ви їдете?
How do you say you are going?
Ви їдете. Ви їдете.
When you ask where in Ukrainian, it makes a difference whether you're asking where for a place, a location, or where for a destination. You already know where for a location. For example, ask, where does he work?
Де він працює? Де він працює?
The word that asks where for destination is
куди.
Listen and repeat. Where is he going?
Куди він їде? Куди він їде?
Now you ask, where is he going?
Куди він їде? Куди він їде?
Ask, where are you going?
Куди ви їдете? Куди ви їдете?
Say, I'm going to Berlin.
Я їду в Берлін.
Ask, where do you work?
Де ви працюєте?
Say, I work in Berlin.
Я працюю в Берліні.
Now, listen to I'm going to Odessa.
Я їду в Одесу. Я їду в Одесу.
Do you remember how to say the name of the city, Odessa?
Одеса.
Now, listen again. I'm going to Odessa.
Я їду в Одесу.
Did you notice the change in Odessa?
Одеса.
Change to
Одесу.
This is common for where statements and questions involving destinations that end in a. Say, I'm going to Moscow.
Я їду в Москву. Я їду в Москву.
Ask, are you going to Moscow?
Ви їдете в Москву?
Here's the word for train. Listen and repeat.
Поїзд. Поїзд.
Ask, is that the train to Moscow? Use the destination form of Moscow.
Це поїзд в Москву? Це поїзд в Москву?
Now ask, is that the train to Kharkov?
Це поїзд в Харків?
Suppose you're on a business trip in Ukraine and you're going to travel by overnight train from Kiev to Odessa. You need to take a cab to the central station. Here's the word for station. Listen and repeat.
Вокзал. Вокзал.
Here's how you say the central station. Listen and repeat.
Центральний вокзал. Центральний вокзал.
The cab driver asks where you're going. How does he ask this?
Куди ви їдете? Куди ви їдете?
You want to say, I need the central station. How do you say, I need?
Мені потрібний.
Say, I need the central station.
Мені потрібний центральний вокзал. Мені потрібний центральний вокзал.
He asks, "Do you work in Odessa?" Ask this.
Ви працюєте в Одесі? Ви працюєте в Одесі?
Say, "No, I'm a foreigner." Use the female form.
Ні, я іноземка.
Say, "Tomorrow I'll be at a meeting there."
Завтра я там буду на зборах.
He asks where you live. Listen and repeat the question.
Де ви живете? Де ви живете?
How do you ask, "Where do you live?"
Де ви живете? Де ви живете?
You want to answer, "I live in New York." Here's "I live." Listen and repeat.
Я живу. Я живу.
Say, "I live in New York."
Я живу в Нью-Йорку. Я живу в Нью-Йорку.
Ask the cab driver, "Do you live in Kiev?"
Ви живете в Києві? Ви живете в Києві?
He says yes, and by this time you're at the station. He points it out, saying, "The central station is over there." How does he say this?
Центральний вокзал там.
Say, "Thank you. You know Kiev well."
Дякую. Ви добре знаєте Київ.
Now ask, "How much does that cost?"
Скільки це коштує?
You don't quite understand the numbers. Say, "Write it down, please."
Напишіть, будь ласка.
As you pay him, ask, "Is this a good train?"
Це добрий поїзд?
Now you enter the station and find a schedule posted. But to make sure you're reading it right, you ask a question of a policeman who happens to come by just then. How do you say policeman?
Міліціонер.
Now ask the policeman, "Do you know if this is the train to Odessa?" If is understood.
Ви не знаєте? Це поїзд в Одесу?
It's a good thing you asked, for he says, "I don't think so." Listen and repeat.
Я думаю, що ні. Я думаю, що ні.
How do you say, "I don't think so"?
Я думаю, що ні. Я думаю, що ні.
He says, "Your train is over there." How does he say that?
Ваш поїзд он там.
You thank him and go to the train. As you're about to board, the conductor says, Your ticket, please. How does he say that?
Ваш білет, будь ласка.
Places are reserved on many Ukrainian trains, especially on an overnight train. You find your place, and as the train moves out of the station, you want some tea. Ask the porter, is there any tea?
У вас є чай?
There is. He asks, with milk or lemon? Ask it for him.
З лимоном чи з молоком?
Say, with milk and sugar, please.
З молоком і цукром, будь ласка.
Tell him, this is good tea. Use the word that you learned for tasty, and remember that tea is masculine.
Це смачний чай.
Now suppose you need to learn the name for something in Ukrainian. For example, in your hotel one evening, you ask the floor lady for your key when you return to your room. She knows you're learning Ukrainian and is pleased to help you. As she hands you your key, you ask, how do you say key in Ukrainian? How would you ask this?
Як по-українськи?
Key. She says key in Ukrainian. Listen and repeat.
Ключ. Ключ.
How do you say key?
Ключ. Ключ.
Or suppose she's trying to learn English, as many Ukrainians are. How would she ask you, how do you say key in English?
Як по-англійськи ключ?
When you return the next night, you say to her, my key, please.
Мій ключ, будь ласка.
She remembers you, but not your room number. Say, number 34, please.
Номер 34, будь ласка.
She says something to your friend. You tell her that your friend doesn't understand Ukrainian. If you use the word
товариш
for friend, it can refer to either a man or a woman, even though the word itself is masculine. Say, my friend doesn't understand Ukrainian.
Мій товариш не розуміє по-українськи. Мій товариш не розуміє по-українськи.
How would you ask a Ukrainian, does your colleague read English?
Ваш колега читає по-англійськи?
Here's the word for French. Listen and repeat.
Французьке. Французьке.
Try to say, I also speak French.
Я також розмовляю по-французьки. Я також розмовляю по-французьки.
Now let's review some numbers. Count from 11 to 15.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Count from 16 to 20.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Say, I need bus 24.
Мені потрібний автобус 24.
Say, I need tram number 37.
Мені потрібний трамвай номер 37.
Ask, where do you live?
Де ви живете?
Ask, where are you going?
Куди ви їдете?
Here's the word for Paris. Listen and repeat.
Париж. Париж.
Say, I'm going to Paris.
Я їду в Париж.
Now say, I live in Paris.
Я живу в Парижі.
Did you change the ending? Say again, I live in Paris.
Я живу в Парижі. Я живу в Парижі.
Here's one more number. Repeat the word for 40.
Сорок. Сорок.
Say 43.
Сорок три.
Say 44.
Сорок чотири.
Say, I need building 42.
Мені потрібний будинок 42.
Ask, is that train number 47?
Це поїзд номер 47?
Say, I don't think so.
Я думаю, що ні. Я думаю, що ні.
Now try to say, I think so.
Я думаю, що так. Я думаю, що так.
Say again. I think so.
Я думаю, що так.
Say goodbye.
До побачення.
This unit of Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1 provides reading practice. If you're doing the readings now, take your owner's manual and reading booklet and open it to the page containing the words for Unit 17. Now we're going to concentrate on reading a city map, including the names of streets, major hotels, metro stops, and the like. First, some major hotels for foreigners in Kiev. Read number 1.
Готель Україна.
Number 2.
Готель Русь.
Number 3.
Готель Либідь.
Number 4.
Готель Дніпро.
Number 5.
Готель Київ.
Number 6.
Готель Славутич.
Number 7.
Готель Інтурист.
Now read number 8. It means street.
Вулиця.
On maps and signs, this word is abbreviated and may precede or follow the actual street name. Streets are often named for persons, places, or events of historical, cultural, or political significance. Read number 9. Remember to say the full word for street.
Вулиця Шевченка.
Read number 9 again.
Вулиця Шевченка.
Now read number 10.
Вулиця Прорізна.
Read number 11.
Вулиця Пушкінська.
Word number 12 denotes a large, broad avenue. Read number 12.
Проспект.
Like the word for street, this word is rarely written out, but is usually abbreviated and may precede or follow the actual name of the avenue. Now read number 13, but say the word
Проспект
in full when you see the abbreviation.
Проспект Перемоги.
Number 14.
Проспект Корнійчука.
Large Ukrainian cities also have many main squares, like Times Square or Piccadilly Circus. These are familiar to everyone as main reference points and can be very useful to you as you read a map. Number 15 is the word for square. Read it aloud.
Площа.
This word is also usually abbreviated when written. Read number 16.
Площа Незалежності.
Number 17.
Площа Перемоги.
Number 18.
Площа Шевченка.
Number 19.
Площа Хмельницького.
Many of the metro stops have the names of the streets and squares they serve. So you will also see much of what you have just read on maps of the metro system. Here are a few more metro stop names. Read number 20, the Arsenal station.
Арсенальна.
Number 21 is the name for the stop that serves one of Kiev's parks. Read it aloud.
Гідропарк.
Number 22 is another word that is commonly abbreviated. It means named for. Read number 22.
Імені.
Read number 23, which is the metro stop at Kiev's university.
Університет імені Шевченка.
You may have guessed that the first word means university. Read number 23 again.
Університет імені Шевченка.
This is the end of today's lesson. When you continue with the next unit tomorrow, please begin with track number 2.